This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated, laid foundation stones, and dedicated to the nation multiple development projects worth around 13,430 crore rupees at Kurnool in Andhra Pradesh today. The projects span across key sectors, including industry, power transmission, roads, railways, defense manufacturing, and petroleum and natural gas. Addressing a gathering in Kurnool, the Prime Minister highlighted India's rapid strides in clean energy and electricity access.
Clean energy se lekar desh ke total energy production tak Bharat har kshetr mein naye record bana raha hai. आज देश के हर गांव तक बिजली पहुंच चुकी है प्रति व्यक्ति इलेक्ट्रिसिटी का इस्तेमाल बढ़कर 1400 यूनिट हो गया है इंडस्ट्री से लेकर हाउस होल्ड तक सबको पर्याप्त बिजली मिल रही है देश की इस एनर्जी रिवॉल्यूशन का एक बड़ा केंद्र हमारा आंध्र प्रदेश है
Prime Minister Modi also outlined the vision for Visakhapatnam to emerge as an AI and connectivity hub, hosting the country's first artificial intelligence hub.
Aaj Bharat ki aur Andhra Pradesh ki speed aur scope isko puri duniya dekh rahi hai. Andhra Pradesh mein Google ne bada nivesh karne ka elan kiya hai. Google यहाँ हमारे आंध्र प्रदेश में भारत का पहला आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस हब बनाने जा रही है
चीफ मिनिस्टर चंद्रबाबू नायडू एंड डेप्यूटी चीफ मिनिस्टर पवन कल्याण वर आल्सो प्रेजेंट ऑन द ओकेजन यूनियन होम मिनिस्टर अमित शाह हैज सेड 258 बैटल हार्डेंड लेफ्ट विंग एक्सट्रीमिस्ट हैव ऑब्जर्व्ड वायलेंस इन द लास्ट टू डेज In a social media post, the minister highlighted that 170 Naxalites have surrendered in Chhattisgarh today, while 27 surrendered yesterday. Mr. Shah also highlighted that 61 returned to mainstream in Maharashtra yesterday. He added, since last year, after the BJP came to power in Chhattisgarh, more than 2,000 Naxalites have surrendered, nearly 1,800 have been arrested, and more than 450 have been eliminated in the state. The Gujarat cabinet led by Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel will be expanded tomorrow with the swearing-in of newly appointed ministers in the cabinet. State Governor Acharya Devrat will administer the oath of office to the ministers at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar. On the Gujarat cabinet reshuffle, State Minister Rishikesh Patel said, CM Bhupendra Patel and his Council of Ministers are going to be sworn in tomorrow. Union Minister of Rural Development Shivraj Singh Chauhan today reviewed the progress of Pradhan Mantri Gram Sadak Yojana PMGSY during a high-level meeting in New Delhi. In a statement, the ministry said during the meeting the Union Minister was briefed about state-wise progress of PMGSY and special focus was laid on the northeastern states and left-wing extremism-affected regions, including Chhattisgarh. The External Affairs Ministry today said that India is closely monitoring the situation concerning Afghanistan and Pakistan. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, It is clear that Pakistan hosts terrorist organizations and sponsors terrorist activities. He said it is an old practice of Pakistan to blame its neighbors for its own internal failures. The spokesperson said Pakistan is infuriated with Afghanistan exercising sovereignty over its own territories and India remains fully committed to the sovereignty, territorial integrity and independence of Afghanistan. French Prime Minister Sébastien Lecornu has survived the first of the two no-confidence votes in Parliament today after promising to pause a controversial pension reform plan. The no-confidence motion was brought by the far-left France Unbowed Party, but it received only 271 votes, 18 short of the 289 needed to remove the government. And that is the end of this news bulletin.